Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings that is upon our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you for bringing to pass your promises and prophecies for our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for terminating shame and disgrace in our lives. Thank you for promoting us and for moving us forward. Thank you for doing signs and wonders in our lives and situations to show forth your great power and glory. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the understanding of the truth you have given to us. We thank you because we are not deceived, nor are we confused. We know your will. We are being guided by your will. We are being rooted and established in your will for our lives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for every opportunity you have sent into our lives to help us to grow spiritually, to help us to become better Christians. Thank you for every opportunity you have sent into our lives to give us elevation and success and excellence and prosperity. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your peace and joy that has filled our hearts and minds. Thank you for making us stronger than our weaknesses. Thank you for raising us higher than our enemies. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your faithful commitment to this ministry. Thank you because you do not let us seek you in vain in this place. Every time we pray, you always answer. You do not let us down. You always show us mercy. You always visit us. And your mighty hand of protection is upon us and our family members. Thank you for committing yourself to helping us in this ministry. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the privilege to be here in your presence tonight, to worship you, to praise you, to seek your face, and to pray. I ask, O Lord, that you open your heavens and shower your blessings upon every one of us here this evening, this midnight, in Jesus' name. Let everyone receive a touch from you. Touch every heart. Touch the spirits of your people. Touch the bodies of your people. Do mighty miracles. Give us victories. Give us breakthroughs. And let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Lord, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome all of you to the Lord's presence. I know that as you pray with faith, God is going to answer. Amen. We are going to take some worship songs, and after that, we will start praying with prayer points. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could find for all eternity long, had found there is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and found there is none like you. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh,
Living waters flow.
to rose again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living waters. Living waters flow to rise again. We pray, shower down. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory, Lord. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory, Lord. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. We are haste of the Father. We are joint haste with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs. We are joint heirs with the Son. With the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are one unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Jesus, we are here. Savior, we are here. Holy Ghost, we are here. We are here for you. Jesus, we are here. Father, we are here. Holy Ghost, we are here. We are here for you. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Jesus, the Lamb of God.
Jesus, Lamb of God.
What is your name?
What is your name? Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God, the great I am.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside Thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord.
There is none holy as the Lord.
There is none holy as the Lord.
For there is none beside Him.
For there is none beside Thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord, holy are You, Lord. All creation call You God.
Worthy is Your name.
Worthy is Your name.
We worship Your majesty.
We worship Your majesty.
Awesome God.
Awesome God.
How great Thou art.
How great Thou art. You are God. Mighty are Your miracles. We stand in awe of Your holy name.
Lord, we bow.
Lord, we bow and worship You.
We stand in awe.
We stand in awe of Your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship You. You make my life so beautiful. And as You are You have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore.
You make my life so beautiful.
You make my life so beautiful. And I see you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore.
I want more of you.
I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
I want more of you.
I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
I want more of you, Lord Jesus.
I want more of you.
Do you want more of him?
I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him, adore him, magnify him, worship the King of Glory, worship the Most High God, worship the Ancient of Days, worship the I Am that I Am, the Rock of Israel, the Lord of Hosts, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the ending. He started everything. And he is the end of everything. Worship him. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, the Lamb of God, that was slain for the remission of sins, for the salvation of mankind. We worship you, Alpha and Omega. We worship you, El Shaddai. We worship you, Adonai. We worship you, Elohim. We worship you, El Elyon. We worship your majesty. Surely you are greater than the greatest, wiser than the wisest, higher than the highest. You are better than the best. You are stronger than the strongest. You are richer than the richest. We bless you, Father. You do mighty things. You confuse your enemies. You even turn them against themselves. You make them fight themselves until they destroy themselves. We worship you, Father, for there is nothing you cannot do. You control times and seasons. You change times and seasons as though they never existed. We bless your holy name. Only you can lift up a man and no one can bring him down. And only you brings down people and no one will be able to lift them up. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We welcome you right here. Come and have your way. Come and take your place. We know you are here already among us. Come and fight for us. Give us victories. Glorify your name. Let your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord for his faithfulness, for his mercies endures forever. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your faithfulness toward me. Thank you for your mercies speaking in my life, speaking for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your faithfulness toward me. Thank you because you answer my prayers. You always answer my prayers. You always come to my rescue when I really need you. You don't leave me. You do not forsake me. You don't allow the lions of darkness to devour me. You always stay very close to me. You always meet me at the point of my needs. You have been so faithful to me. You have been so merciful to me. Thank you, Father. You always open doors for me. You always solve my problems. You always give me strength when I am weak. You always encourage me when I'm discouraged. Thank you, Father. I believe you're talking to the Lord with a grateful heart, from a grateful heart. Say, thank you, Lord, for being so faithful in my life. Thank you for being so faithful in my life. For there are many people out there who have not enjoyed a quarter of what I enjoy from you. For there are thousands out there, millions out there, who have not received one quarter of the good things I have received from you. Thank you for being so faithful unto me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for shining your light in my heart to deliver me from confusion and darkness
Thank you for shining your light in my heart. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Lord, for shining your light in my heart to lead me through the path I must follow. Thank you for shining your light in my heart to expose the lies of the devil. Thank you for shining your light in my heart to deliver me from confusion and from being misled and from being deceived. Thank you for shining your light in my soul. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for making me to see the truth. Thank you for shining your light so that I can know the truth, so that I can see the truth, so that I can know your righteousness, so that I can know your ways, so that I can walk in your path. Thank you for shining your light in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for connecting me with the right people that will allow your purpose for my life to come to pass. Say, thank you, Lord, for linking me up with the right people, with the right believers, with the right friends, so that your purpose for my life can come to pass. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Jesus, for connecting me with people that matters to my destiny. Thank you, Jesus, for connecting me with people that matters to my success in life, to my progress in life. Thank you, Jesus, for connecting me with people that matters to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny and ministry and career. Thank you, Jesus, for connecting me with the right people that will help me to rise to the place of manifestation of destiny. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, use your blood to purge me from every corruption and pollution of darkness. Say, Lord Jesus, use your blood to purge me of every corruption and pollution of darkness, every corruption and pollution of the flesh, corruption and pollution of sin. Use your blood to purge me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Use your blood to purge me, purge my spirit of every pollution and corruption of darkness. Purge my soul of every pollution and corruption of darkness. Purge my blood, my nerves, my bones, my tissues, every organ in my body,
every part of me. Lord Jesus, use your blood to purge me of every pollution and corruption of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, purge me now with your blood, Lord Jesus. Purge me with your blood. 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 Thank you, Lord. Continue to talk to him like that. Purge my soul with your blood, Lord Jesus. Purge my soul with your blood, Lord Jesus. Purge my soul of every corruption of sin. Every corruption of the sinful nature. Purge my soul of every corruption of the Adamic nature. Purge my soul with your blood, Lord Jesus. Purge my soul right now. In the name of Jesus, purge my soul, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Without genuine repentance, the blood of Jesus will not produce results in our lives. Without genuine repentance, because we know how that blood was shed. It was shed through offense. Yeah, it was a criminal act. It was unrighteous, illegal. Yeah, because Jesus doesn't deserve to be killed. So he was crucified with no sin, no offense. There were two thieves that was crucified the same day he was crucified. Those ones were criminals. They deserved that punishment. But Jesus had no sin. And yet, God allowed him to be punished like someone who committed a sin. Yeah, so it was wrong for him to be crucified by people. Yeah, so but for him to do that out of love, because that has to be done. He has the power to stop them from killing him. But because that must be done, because that is the only sacrifice that can save human beings from the sinful nature. Yeah, so because it has to be done, God allowed it. But it's not righteous for it to be done. I mean, for him to die. But God allowed it because of love. So now it is wrong for you to think that that blood will work in your life if you have not repented of your sins. It is impossible for that blood to work in your life if you are unrepentant. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, I repent of every sin, every wrong thing I do, I practice. Say, I repent today of every wrong habit in my life, wrong character, wrong attitude, wrong lifestyle. I repent of them now. Holy Spirit, help me to never go back to those things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I repent from having a proud heart. I repent from having hatred in my heart. I repent from having unforgiveness. I repent of being unforgiving. I repent of having bitterness in my heart. Holy Spirit, help me never to repeat those things again. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to Him. You know those things that you do wrong. I repent of being a prayerless Christian. To be prayerless is a sin. Say, I repent, O Lord, of every wrong action that I do ignorantly and deliberately against you, O Lord. I repent now of every negative utterance that I do speak from my mouth, every dirty language, dirty words that do come out of my mouth. I repent of them now. I repent of every lies that do come out of my mouth. Every deception that do come out of my mouth, I repent of them now. I repent of every hypocrisy that I manifest, that I practice. I repent from them now. Holy Spirit, help me to not repeat those things. Help me to not go back to them. Say, I repent from backbiting, gossiping. I repent from taking things that does not belong to me. I repent from insulting people, talking bad of people, using wrong words to describe people, calling people names that does not glorify God, calling people names that is an insult to God who made those people. I repent of such habits in the name of Jesus. I repent of every conflict that I started with people, every quarreling, fighting, offenses that I pick up with people, I repent of them now. Holy Spirit, help me to not repeat those things again. I repent from greed, from love of money. I repent from worldliness, from loving the things of this world, seeking after the things of this world, craving after the pleasures in this world. I repent from them now. Holy Spirit, do not let me go back to them again. Help me to not go back to those things again. In the name of Jesus, I repent from ignoring the promptings of the Holy Spirit in my heart. I repent from ignoring the leading of the Holy Spirit in my heart, in my soul. I repent from disobeying the voice of the Holy Spirit. I repent from abusing the spiritual things of God for taking them with levity hands. I repent of such things. I repent for not being serious about God, for not being serious with my relationship with God, my personal relationship with God. I repent from not studying and meditating on the Bible every day. Oh, Holy Spirit, do not let me go back to those things. In the name of Jesus, I repent, O Lord, for every sin I commit against you that I don't even know it. It's a sin. I repent today, Lord. Do not let me go back into doing those things. In the name of Jesus, I repent of making vows and not fulfill them. I repent of promising that I will do something for you, Lord, and your kingdom, and not do those things. I repent today. Holy Spirit, do not let me go back into doing those things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. It is important that we really pray those repentance prayers. And I wish you really repent. You know, one of the people that deceive themselves a lot in the world are Christians. Yeah, so I really believe that as you have prayed those repentance prayers, that you're not going to go back into doing those things. Yeah, I really wish that you will take your relationship with God seriously. Amen. I pray that is what will happen in Jesus' name. So we are still praying. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, in your mercy, use your blood to destroy covenants of darkness that is not allowing my life to make progress. Use your blood to destroy covenants of darkness that is not allowing my life to make significant progress. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, in your mercy, use your blood to destroy covenants of darkness, hindering my progress and success. Use your blood to destroy them now. Use your blood to destroy them now. Lehasha teke talagala. Use your blood to destroy them. Covenants of darkness, including the ones I inherited from my parents. Dark covenants that flows through my bloodline that will not let my life move forward. Lord Jesus, destroy them with your blood now. Destroy them with your blood. Destroy them with your blood. In the name of Jesus. Satanic covenants. Demonic covenants. Witchcraft covenants, ancestral covenants of darkness that will not allow my life to make significant progress. Lord Jesus, destroy them with your blood right now. By your mercy, destroy them with your blood. By your mercy, destroy them with your blood. By your mercy, every idolatrous covenant my ancestors made with idols, covenants my ancestors made with satanic altars, covenants my ancestors made with water spirits, water demons, that will not allow my life to move forward. Lord Jesus, destroy them now with your blood. Destroy them now with your blood. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Covenant that came into my life through false prophets, through my engagement with false prophets, relationship with false prophets, and false churches. Lord Jesus, destroy those covenants now with your blood. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You know there are consequences of sin. I believe you know that. The Bible says that whatsoever a man sow, he shall reap. Yeah. And then it went further to say, if you sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So there are consequences of sin. Yeah. And many Christians are so naive and so blind that they don't know that there are consequences of all the sins they have committed. Even the sins you committed before you gave your life to Jesus, before you really start taking your walk with God seriously, there are consequences of those things. Yeah, there are consequences. But the salvation package that Jesus laid down his life on the cross to give us is able to deal with the consequences of our sins. But it won't just happen like that, because you say, God, I repent, forgive me, save me. And then you think you are free from the consequences of the sins you have committed. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. And some time ago, I was talking with the Lord, and I was asking him a question. I said, does the blood of Jesus, I was asking the Lord that, does the blood of Jesus and the death and resurrection of Jesus, does it cover the consequences of the bad things and wicked things and sinful things we have done before repenting? And the Lord said, yes, it does, but it is as the believer choose to walk in the Spirit all the time and not in the flesh, that is how you escape the consequences of the sins you have committed. It is as you choose to walk in the Spirit all the time, to live in the Spirit all the time and not in the flesh. The Lord showed me that in as much as you are not walking in the flesh, that in the realm of the Spirit, it will show that the person that does those things, those wicked things, is dead, is no longer alive. That is how it will appear in the realm of the Spirit. Every time you are in the Spirit, in the realm of the Spirit, in hell, in the realm of darkness, when they are looking for you to give you the consequences of your sins, when those demons are looking for you, they will not see you. Yeah, because once you are in the Spirit, your flesh is dead. So in the Spirit, it will appear on their record that the person that committed, let's say you killed somebody some years ago, or you committed fornication, adultery, or you did all manner of wicked things, it's going to show in the spiritual records that the person that did this thing is dead. That is no longer alive. That is when you are in the Spirit. But when you come to the flesh, the realm of the flesh, it will show that the person is alive. So go and attack him. Because he has done something terrible and he deserves this punishment. So if we don't live and walk in the Spirit all the time, there is so much damage that will happen in your life. Yeah, things will keep getting more difficult for you. Your progress will keep getting more difficult because those moments you are in the flesh, Satan becomes stronger than you. All the forces of darkness, they become stronger than you. And they will even look for those sins you have committed before, and they will bring all the consequences of those sins into your life. So you are going to pray, we must walk in the Spirit. If we really want to enjoy the Christian life, and if we really want to have miracles happening to us, happening in our lives on a daily basis, so you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, put upon me grace to live and walk in the Spirit at all times and not in the flesh. To walk in the Spirit means that you allow the Holy Spirit to control your life, to control your actions, to control your thoughts, to control even what you speak from your mouth. That is what it means to walk in the Spirit. Say, Father, put upon me grace to live and walk in the Spirit at all times. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Don't be surprised that you prayed powerful prayers, and then you expect that God should answer those prayers, but unfortunately, the answers never come. It is because you are living in the flesh and not in the Spirit. That is why the answers don't come. Say, Father, put upon me grace to walk in the Spirit all the time. Put upon me grace to live a life controlled by the Holy Spirit. Put upon me grace to live a life controlled by the Word of God. Put upon me grace to live a life that is pleasing in the sight of God. Put upon me grace to yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit at all times. Put upon me grace to follow the mind of God at all times. Oh Lord, put on me that grace. I don't want to live a life of condemnation. I don't want to live a life full of darkness. I don't want to live a life full of unrighteousness. I don't want to live a life that irritates God. I don't want to live a life that drives away God's presence. Father, put upon me grace to be in the Spirit all the time, to walk in the Spirit, to allow your Spirit control my words, my speech, my actions, my thoughts. Give me grace, O Lord, to yield always to your Spirit and not to the flesh. Give me that grace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to confirm what I have said in the Word of God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And who are those people that are in Christ Jesus? You and I, Christians. We are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says there is no condemnation. No condemnation. But read the next words that followed. It says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So what guarantees that you are in Christ Jesus is because you do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So if you are walking after the flesh, there will be condemnation. That is what this scripture is saying. But if you walk after the Spirit, there will be no condemnation. So that is why God will even forget all the sins you have committed. And all the consequences, they will just disappear. Because there is no condemnation again. Then what can we say about Christians who walk after the flesh? Are they really Christians? Now, if you are a Christian, you will not walk after the flesh. You will walk after the Spirit. Because the Spirit of Christ is in you. So while the Spirit of Christ is correcting you, what were you doing at that time? What did you do? When the Spirit of Christ in you is correcting you that you don't talk like this, you don't think like this, you don't act like this, what did you do? Did you obey that correction? Or did you just feel like it doesn't matter? I can do what I want. Yeah, you are not a Christian if you feel like you can just do what you want, speak anyhow, think anything, do anything. That is not a Christian. Yeah, and if devil succeed over your life, you don't blame God, you blame yourself.
Yeah, because you refuse to walk after the Spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a new heart that heed to the corrections of the Spirit. Create in me a new heart that obeys the corrections of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. Open your mouth and pray like that. The grace of God is not for granted. It's not to be taken for granted. The grace of God is not to be abused. Say, Father, create in me a new heart that obeys the corrections of your Spirit, that yield to the correction of your Spirit. Create in me a new heart that does not repeat the same mistakes when corrected. Create in me a new heart that obeys everything the Word of God teaches. Create in me a new heart that sees the truth in the Bible and do it immediately. Create in me such heart. Create in me such heart. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, shall we continue in sin and say grace should abound? God forbid. Christianity is not, is not a system of deception. It's not a system where you are deceiving God, thinking that you are pleasing God. And of course, God cannot be deceived, so you are just deceiving yourself. It's not a system where you are an hypocrite. You say something with your mouth and you don't mean it in your heart. You are not doing what you profess to be. You are not doing what you profess you do. Say, oh Lord, give me that heart that follows your word, that follows after your word. That heart that always want to do your will. Not a heart that plays games with God. Not a heart that is hypocritical. Creating me a new heart that obeys your word. Creating me such heart, O Lord. I believe you are praying. Create in me such heart, O Lord, that obeys the truth, that does the truth. Create in me such heart. Create in me a heart that does not abuse your grace. A heart that does not misuse your grace. A heart that is faithful to your will, faithful to your word, faithful to your commandments. Create in me such heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is no condemnation
to those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. How do you walk after the Spirit? It means you are always following the desires of the Spirit. You're always after doing the pleasures of God, things that pleases God. You are always after doing that. That is what you crave for. That is what you desire. That is, you make the desires of the Spirit your desires. You make the desires of God your desires. The will of God your will. You are going to pray. That is Christianity. Not the fake one that people practice today. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, plant in my heart and mind the desire, the hunger to do the will of God without struggle." Say, "Oh Lord, plant in my heart and mind the desire to do the will of God at all times without struggling." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You struggle because the desire is not there. The desires of God must become your desire. Then you will not struggle to do His will. Then you will not feel like you are being pressurized. Then you will not feel like you are being forced or compelled. Because it is now your desire to please Him. Say, "Oh Lord, plant in me the desire, the strong desire to do your will at all times. Plant in my heart, plant in my soul the desire to do your will at all times. The desire to make you happy at all times. The desire to satisfy your pleasures at all times. The desire to follow your ways at all times. Oh Lord, plant in me such desire, such passion, such love. In the name of Jesus, plant in me, O Lord, plant in me, O Lord, the desire to do your will, to please you, to serve you, to honor you without struggling, without questioning, without listening to the voice of Satan, without listening to the voice of my flesh. Plant in me strong desire to do your will at all times. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, God knows that naturally it's going to be hard to follow after His Spirit. That was why He made a promise long ago that He's going to give us a new heart and a new spirit. If you look at Ezekiel 36, you're going to see that promise there. So very long ago, even in the Old Testament, God made this promise. He knows that it's going to be hard for human beings to do His will. And then He made that promise very long ago. But I don't know why Christians are not praying that God will do that surgical operation in them. Because it's going to, is a spiritual surgery. Yeah, it's a spiritual surgery. It must happen to you. Yeah. Let us read Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36. I'm going to read verse 26. Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel 36, verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. I don't know why Christians don't ask God to do this thing in them, whereas this promise is actually for us. It has been made since the Old Testament. I mean, in the Old Testament days, this promise has been given through prophecy. And we are in the time of the fulfillment. Because Jesus is the fulfillment of this prophecy. What He did on the cross and through his death and resurrection is what is going to make this thing possible. This new heart and a new spirit. So without this new heart and a new spirit, you can never follow after the Spirit of God. You will not easily yield to the Holy Spirit. Your flesh will not let you. The nature of sin we inherited from Adam will not let any man. Anyone that claims that is doing the will of God without this surgical operation, is that person is just practicing self-righteousness. Sooner or later, that person will mess up. Yeah, the person will mess up. That is, the person will still fall into sin. Great sin. Yeah, anyone that think by himself he can please God without this surgical operation, that person is just deceiving himself. Because God knows that you can't follow after His Spirit without having a new heart and a new spirit. So the question is, do you really want this new heart? Do you really want this new spirit? Do you really want to please God? This kind of transformation is only for those who really want to please God with their lives. It's not for those who still love sin. It's not for those who still love the pleasures they feel in their flesh. This transformation is not for them. It's not for those who still love the pleasures in this world. This transformation is not for them. So I'm asking the question again. Do you really want a new heart from God and a new spirit from God? If your answer is yes, then you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, do your surgery in me. Put in me a new heart, as you have promised. Put in me, create in me a new spirit, a new heart that is really obey you, that is really do your will, is really follow your instructions. Create in me such a new heart. Open your mouth and pray like that. If your answer to that question is yes, talk to him. Say, Lord Jesus, do a surgery in me. Do your surgery in me. Fashion in me a new heart that is not the one my parents that I was born with when my parents gave birth to me. A new heart that is different from the one that came from Adam. A new spirit, different from the one I inherited from Adam. Create in me that new heart. A new heart that cannot be found naturally in human beings. A new heart that cannot be found but only in your kingdom. Lord, put that new heart in me. Create in me that new spirit. Create in me that new heart that pleases you without struggle. The new heart that obeys you easily. Create in me that heart. I believe you're praying. Create in me that heart. Take away the stony heart. Give me the heart of flesh. Take away the stony heart of disobedience. A stony heart that does not bow to your will. A stony heart of selfishness. Stony heart of self-centeredness. A stony heart of pride. A stony heart of rebellion, arrogance. Take away that heart. I don't like that heart. I don't want that heart. A stony heart of anger, bitterness, wickedness. Take away that stony heart. I reject that type of heart. Give me the heart of flesh. The heart that says yes, Lord, when you speak. The heart that obeys every commandment. The heart that obeys every teaching that comes from your word. Give me that type of heart. The heart that loves others. The heart that does not condemn people, judge people, but loves them and prays for them. Give me that type of heart. Give me that type of heart. Thank you, Jesus. Give me the heart of flesh. Destroy the stony heart. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Somebody made a statement some time ago, and the person was a minister of God. The person said, here in my ministry, what we do is prayers. What we do is we pray for miracles and we prophesy, we see visions. We cast out devils. That is what I do here in my ministry. And then the person was saying, if you want the place where they will be telling you to live a holy life, go to that other church. And in that place,
all they tell people is that they should live holy, they should please God. He said, you can go to that church and learn about that, but he said, the person was saying, we just pray for people that they get miracles. And when I heard that statement, I was like, what a confused minister of God. How can you say that God has called you to just give miracles or help people to get miracles and not to please Him and not to make heaven? So such minister definitely has been deceived. So there is no separation in the kingdom of God. There is nothing like we are focusing on prosperity, miracles, breakthroughs, and then whenever we are doing that, we don't care about sin, fornication, adultery, sexual sins, addictions. Yeah, there's nothing like that. There is no division in the Spirit of God. I mean, the Holy Spirit is not divided against Himself. Yeah, the same Spirit that is doing miracles is the same Spirit that wants you to please God. Yeah, it's the same Spirit that wants you to live a holy life. Yeah, so the Spirit of God is not divided against itself. And when I look at those types of ministries, I realize that they don't even get the miracles that they are praying for. The breakthroughs, they say that is what we do here. We just pray for breakthroughs. We just pray for miracles. We see visions. We prophesy. We don't really focus on people's personal relationship with God. We don't care if people are sinning against God. We don't care if after they leave here, they go to witch doctors and also consult witch doctors. We don't care if after they leave here, they go to where they worship idols and bow there. Yeah. I realize that even in those churches, they don't even have the miracles they are praying that people should get. Yeah, because there is an error in the system that they are practicing. And that has brought demons into their lives. So they even enter into more bondages and more captivities of darkness because they are not pleasing God with their lives. So I hope you are not like such Christians who don't really care about how God feels about our sinfulness, but it's only after, let God just bless me. Yeah, I just want to be blessed. I just want miracles. That is not Christianity. To me, that is, what can I call it? Yeah, that is pollution. Yeah, that's not true Christianity. That is polluted Christianity. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live a Christian life that is rooted in your word. Help me to live and practice a Christian life that is rooted in your word.
founded, established on your standards, on biblical standards, biblical principles. Help me to live that type of Christian life. Open your mouth and pray like that. If you are a minister of God and you are in this meeting, pray that, say, Father, help me to do my ministry in a way that is firmly rooted in your word, rooted in your standards, rooted in your principles, your kingdom principles. Help me to live such a Christian life. Help me to do ministry that way. In the name of Jesus. Talk to God. If you want to see results as a Christian, your life must line up with the Word of God. Otherwise, you will be wasting the efforts of those that are praying for you. Because even the prayers of your pastors will not work. Even my prayers for you will not work if your lifestyle does not align with the Word of God. The Father, help me to live a Christian life that is firmly rooted in your word. A Christian life that is based on your standards and divine principles. Help me to live that type of life. Help me to practice that type of Christianity. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I refuse to be deceived by the errors that have prevailed over other Christians. I refuse to be deceived by the errors that is being practiced by other Christians. I refuse to be deceived by the errors that is prevailing in other churches. I refuse to be deceived by such errors. I choose to follow the truth. I choose to practice the truth. I choose to obey the truth. Help me, Father. Help me to fashion my life after your word. To pattern my life after your word. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. God is against those that take His grace for granted. The anger of God is against those that abuse His grace. I was reading that place in the book of Hebrews, and I was scared. Yeah, I was scared. I'm still going to show you that place. God's anger is upon those who abuse His grace. And what does it mean to abuse God's grace? You know what is wrong. You know that this thing I'm about to do is wrong. And you know you can avoid it. But yet you went ahead to do it. That is abuse of God's grace. The anger of God is upon those that does that. You know that this thing I'm about to think is wrong. Even your mind, you're about to think something and you know it is wrong. But yet you went ahead and start thinking those things. And then those thoughts began to pollute your inner man. your spirit man. God is against such act, is abuse of his grace. And it's that such acts brings terrible judgment from God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I choose not to abuse your grace. Help me to live in fear of you. Say, Father, I choose not to abuse your grace. It's a terrible thing to fall. How does the Bible even put it? Yeah, it's a terrible thing to fall under the anger of to fall under the hand of God. Or to fall into the hand of God, something like that. Are we still getting that scripture? It's a terrible thing to do that thing I have just described, knowing that something is a sin, and then you went ahead to do it. Say, Lord, I choose to not abuse your grace. Help me to live in fear of you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I don't want to abuse your grace. I don't want to insult your grace. Help me to live in the fear of you. Help me to live in the fear of you. In the name of Jesus, help me to live each day of my life in the fear of you. In the name of Jesus, help me to live in the fear of you. I choose to not abuse your grace. I choose to not dishonor you. I choose to honor you. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you for the verse. I'm already in that place. Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to start from 26. Verse 26. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 26. It says, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. I don't know if you're saying, if you are seeing what I'm saying in this verse, it says, for if we sin willfully, Hebrews 10:26, if we sin willfully, that is intentionally, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. So which means, the blood of Jesus will stop working in your life. And all your sins will no longer be washed by the blood of Jesus. And not only that, let us read verse 27. It says, verse 27 says, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. So what you will get is judgment.
fiery indignation. Yeah. And then in verse 31, it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So when I was studying this passage, I was scared. Yeah, I was scared for many Christians who are doing what the Bible warns against in this passage. Yeah, Christians who already have the knowledge of the truth and are willfully, and they willfully refuse. They willfully refuse to obey God. And they willfully begin to sin against God. You're going to pray. I know that we have prayed prayer of repentance. But I still want you to pray for mercy. That God will forgive you of those things you willfully committed against him. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, forgive me of the things I willfully commit against you. Forgive me of those moments I abused your grace. Those moments I insulted your grace. Father, by your mercy, forgive me. Forgive me. Do not judge me. Show me mercy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray like that. Pray from your heart. Pray with the whole of your heart. Pray from your heart. Say, Father, forgive me according to your mercies of those sins I willfully committed against you. Forgive me of those sins I intentionally, knowingly committed against you. Forgive me, Father, those unrighteous things, unholy things, wicked things that I intentionally did against you. Forgive me, Father. Say, oh Lord, show me mercy. Do not judge me. Show me mercy. You did show Peter mercy when he sinned deliberately. You had mercy on Peter and you brought him back to yourself. You can do the same for me, Lord. Lord, show me mercy and forgive my sins. Wash away those sins
I committed deliberately against you, deliberately against your will, deliberately against your word, against your instructions, against your directions, against your voice. Lord, forgive me of those things I have done against you intentionally, knowing fully well that you hate such things. Lord, forgive me now. I repent, Father. Forgive me. Roll away your judgment from my life. Show me mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. In that, verse 27 of Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to read it from New Living Translation. It says, there is only the terrible expectation of God's judgment and the raging fire that will consume his enemies. He said that is what anyone that sins willfully against God should expect. Terrible judgment and raging fire. Yeah. I want you to take this warning to the people you know around you. Yeah. Take this warning to your friends that you know they go to church, they call themselves Christians. Take this warning to your family members, to your children, to your spouse, if you're married. Let them know that God is against willful sins, that it attracts terrible judgment. Yeah. So let everyone around you know. This is not the type of sin that a believer must continue to do persistently. What it does is that it will harden. It causes this type of sin causes hardness of heart. The more you continue to willfully sin against God, the more your heart continues to get hard against the word of God. Just like God hardened the heart of Pharaoh when he was going to destroy him. So it was Pharaoh that actually hardened his own heart by not yielding to the instruction of God. Yeah, so the more you reject the will of God, the harder your heart will be. That is the judgment that comes from God when people practice this sin. And this is why millions of Christians are going to hell. This is the reason why millions of Christians, maybe billions, are going to hell. Yeah, because they continued to intentionally sin against God to the point that their hearts are now hard. And, you know, and no message could penetrate their heart anymore. So even when we preach very serious message of the kingdom of God, when we preach very serious revelation of the gospel, they still will not repent because their hearts have been hardened for destruction. Yeah. So make sure that you take this warning to anyone that you know that is a Christian. May the
Lord deliver our generation. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me an agent of revival and transformation in my generation. Say, Father, make me an agent of revival and transformation in my generation. Use me to bring many people to the light. Use me to bring many people into your kingdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, make me an agent of revival. Make me a change agent in my generation. At this time, use me to draw many out of corruption. Use me to draw many out of pollution into the truth. Use me to bring many out of darkness into your light. Use me to win souls into your kingdom. Use me to warn people of the judgment and anger of God. Use me to draw men unto yourself. Use me to connect people to you, the living God. Use me, Father. Use me as an agent of revival in the earth at this time. Even at this time where sin is multiplying. Even at this time where there is an increase in wickedness and unrighteousness. Lord, use me as an agent of revival. Even at this time, when many prefer to serve sin than to serve Jesus, than to please Jesus, oh Lord, use me as an agent of revival. Use me to save souls. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You must surrender all your life to Jesus to enjoy Jesus. You must give Him 100%. Of your life, holding nothing back. That is how you're going to enjoy the fullness of God. And that is how you're going to really enjoy the kingdom of God and all the benefits in God's kingdom. I have said it before that it is that part or those parts of your life you have surrendered to Jesus that Jesus will lead and control, that Jesus will govern. The other part that you have chosen to control by yourself, Jesus will not do anything about it. He will just be watching you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, I choose to surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. I choose to surrender all my life to Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me to do this. that I choose to surrender all my life to Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me to do this. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Hashtag Tehanashala. Neshesto Getashdabala. Say, I choose to surrender all my life. All my life. All that I am. All that I will be. All that I have. All that I will have. I choose to surrender all my life to you, Jesus. Help me to do this. Help me to deny myself. Help me to crucify my flesh. Help me to die to this world. Help me to deny the pleasures of sin. Help me to consecrate myself unto you, Lord. Help me to separate myself from worldly lust. Help me, Father, to surrender all to Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit, to surrender all my life for Jesus to control. Help me to surrender all my life for Jesus to lead. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray four more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. You're going to talk to God. As someone who have experienced a lot of miracles from God, interventions from God, helps from God, I have noticed that many times God will want me to do something first that will lead to the miracles I've been praying for. Yeah. So it is important that you are sensitive to the Spirit of God. It is not enough to just fast and pray and then sit down and be waiting for the miracle. You need to be sensitive to the Spirit. There are times the Spirit, we want you to do something. Yeah, it could be that the Spirit wants you to open your mouth and declare some things. It could be that the Spirit wants you to start worshiping God, to start praising God. But if you're not sensitive, that time will just pass, and yet nothing will happen, no miracle will happen. So it's not enough to just pray and then sit down. You have to be sensitive. Yeah, sometimes an instruction will come first before you will experience the miracle. A specific instruction from God. Do this now. Start doing this. Those kind of simple instruction, and then when you follow it, then you see the glory of God, you see the wonders of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to be sensitive in my spirit. To divine instructions that precedes the manifestation of my blessings.
that precedes the manifestation of my miracles. You're going to see, I receive fire. I receive grace to be sensitive to divine instructions that I must follow to experience my miracles. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It might just be that the Spirit will say, go and visit someone. Pick your phone. Call someone. He will not even tell you what you are going to say to that person. He just wants you to call the person and just greet. And the answer to your prayers might be in that phone call. Yeah. Say, Lord, make my spirit sensitive to get the instructions that will lead to the manifestation of my miracles. The instructions I need to follow to see your glory, to see your miracles happen. Make my spirit man sensitive, Holy Spirit. Make my spirit man sensitive to get those instructions. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let everything I'm connected to or is connected to me that is bringing in darkness into my life, let them be separated from my life. Separate them from my life right now. Separate them from my life right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, everything or everyone I'm connected to that is bringing in darkness into my life, bringing in misfortune into my life, bringing in failure into my life, oh Lord, separate them from my life right now in the name of Jesus. Anything I'm connected to, anything that is connected to me, that is legalizing demons to operate freely in my life, that is legalizing failures to happen in my life, Lord, separate them from my life. Separate them from my life. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, separate them. Separate them. Separate them. Thank you, Lord. Separate them from my life. Whatsoever I am connected to, whatsoever is connected to me, that is bringing in darkness, pollution into my life, causing evil to prevail in my life, oh Lord, separate them from my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 2 more prayer points. Yeah. You need to know that desperation is important for transformation. If you want transformation, you need desperation. You need to be desperate. Like Jacob was desperate. He said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. In these last days, we need Christians that will be desperate for transformation from God. There are Christians that are willing to do what no one has done before, because they really want God to help them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, you, my soul, from today, you shall be desperate to receive transformation from God. You're going to say, you, my soul, from today, you shall be desperate to receive encounter from God, to receive visitation from God, in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, you, my soul, you shall be desperate from today to receive life-changing encounters from God, to receive transformation from God, to receive transformation of life, transformation of destiny. In the name of Jesus, my soul, you shall be desperate. You shall be desperate in prayer. You shall be desperate in fasting. You shall be desperate in seeking the Lord. You shall be desperate in trusting the Lord. You shall be desperate in believing in the Lord until you receive transformation from the Lord, in the name of Jesus. My soul, receive desperation. Receive desperation to receive a new season from God. My soul, receive desperation to receive a new dawn, a new beginning from God. Thank you, Lord. My soul, receive desperation to receive visitation from God, to receive anointing, power from God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise, to wait patiently for your promise. Help me to be wise in waiting patiently for your promise. Some Christians, they will be checking the calendar, checking the time, and then they will be saying, God is delaying. God is delaying so much. When is he going to do it? And then they start murmuring.
I want you to note that the more you murmur and complain, the more you prolong the manifestation of God's promise. The more you murmur and begin to say, why me? Why is this happening? Why is God not doing this? The more you do that, the more you prolong the day of your visitation. So you must be wise. There is wisdom to wait on God patiently, because He's not going to actually delay the manifestation of God's promise for your life. Will not actually delay as you think. It will come eventually, but you can make it to take years. You can make it to take years if you don't learn that wisdom of waiting patiently. So you're going to say, Father, help me to be wise in waiting patiently for the manifestation of your promise in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, teach me wisdom. Give me wisdom to wait patiently for the manifestation of your promises for my life. Teach me wisdom to wait patiently without fear, without doubting, without getting discouraged, without losing faith, without murmuring, without complaining. Give me wisdom to wait patiently for the fulfillment of your promises for my life. Teach me wisdom to wait patiently for the fulfillment of your prophecies for my life. Thank you, Lord. Teach me wisdom. Help me to be wise in waiting patiently. Help me to not be in a haste. Help me to not be running, help me to not run up and down looking for alternatives, looking for solutions from other places. Help me to be wise in waiting patiently for the manifestation of your promises. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for your love and mercies and compassion toward us. We thank you for the blood that you made Jesus to shed on the cross of Calvary for the remission of our sins, for our redemption, for our salvation and deliverance and healing and prosperity. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done for us, even while we were yet sinners. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for showing us practically in this prayer session how to escape the consequences of our sins. I ask that you empower everyone here with grace to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, so that they will not fulfill the desires of their flesh. Oh Lord, grant everyone such grace in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your love for God shall become real in the name of Jesus. Everything in your life that is not allowing you to express your love for God,
that is not allowing you to demonstrate your love for God, let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. The desire in your heart to really please God and serve Him and follow His ways and do His will, I pray that the Holy Ghost give life and power to that desire. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Holy Ghost make that desire to rule over your life henceforth in Jesus' name. Every form of deception that is going on in your mind, in your heart, every lie you have believed that you thought that is the way to walk with God, that is the way to serve God, but it's not. I pray that the light of God expose such lies to you and remove them from your life in Jesus' name. I pray that your personal relationship with God shall henceforth become glorious, shall henceforth become great, shall henceforth become anointed and powerful in the name of Jesus. The kind of visitation that you need from God at this time that will change your life, reposition your life, and rewrite your story for greatness. Let heaven usher in that visitation into your life. Let heaven bring that visitation of God into your life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the kind of encounter that must happen to you from Jesus, that will change your life and make you an agent of change in your generation. Receive that encounter now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your mouth shall henceforth speak only things that glorifies God in the name of Jesus. Every other thing that has been coming out of your mouth that does not glorify God, tonight is the end of those things. From today, in your words, in your speech, God shall be honored. God shall be glorified. Even while you are praying, signs and wonders shall happen. Even before you finish praying, miracles would have happened already. Because God will walk through the words of your mouth to create your miracles. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.